The Lord continued.
The Lord continued.
Those who remember you every evening and every day.
Those who remember you every evening and every day.
Will become friendly with their brothers.
Will become friendly with their brothers.
And with all other living entities.
And with all other living entities.
Those who will offer me the prayers composed by Lord Shiva.
Those who offer me the prayers composed by Lord Shiva.
Both in the morning and in the evening.
Both in the morning and the evening.
Be given benedictions by me. In this way they can both fulfill their desires. And obtain good intelligence. Good intelligence means going back home, back to Godhead. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Teshaṁ sakata yuktānam bhajatam vritti purvakam dadāmi bhūti yogantam yena man vadantite. Those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. One who offers prayers to the Lord to fulfill his different desires must know that the highest perfectional fulfillment of desire is to go back home, back to Godhead. In this verse it is indicated that those who remember the activities of the Prachetas, the sons of King Prachini Varishat, will be delivered and blessed. So what to speak of the sons of King Prachini Varishat, who are directly connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead? This is the way of the Parampara system. If we follow the Acharyas, we attain the same benefit as our predecessors. If one follows the decisions of Arjuna, he should be considered to be directly hearing Bhagavad Gita from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no difference between hearing Bhagavad Gita directly from the Supreme Lord and following a personality of Arjuna, who formerly heard Bhagavad Gita directly from the Lord. Sometimes foolish people argue that since Krishna is not present at the moment, one cannot take direct instructions from him. Such foolish people do not know that there is no difference between directly hearing Bhagavad Gita and reading it, as long as one accepts Bhagavad Gita as it is, spoken by the Lord. However, if one wants to understand Bhagavad Gita by his imperfect interpretations, one cannot possibly understand the mysteries of Bhagavad Gita, even though one may be a great scholar according to mundane estimation.
Krishna Parama Sadhana. Devi, Vrishabhanum Sude Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye, Vrishabhanarudhyascha, 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 Hatiyanam Bhavanegyo, Vrishnavegyo Namo Namaha, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivatsani Gaura Bhaktavinda, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Speaking from this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. In this verse, Lord Vishnu is giving a benediction to all humanity for all time to come through his very dear devotees. He's referring to the prayers of Lord Shiva. One who sincerely chants these prayers, following in the footsteps of the Prachetas each day, Lord Vishnu promises he will give himself and all perfections. In a previous chapter, the prayers of Lord Shiva are spoken. In those prayers, Lord Shiva begins by humbling himself as the eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna or Vishnu. He explains from his incomprehensible divine perception the greatness of the Lord, how he is the source of everything that exists. Everything emanates from him. He's the creator, maintainer, destroyer of all the cosmic manifestation and the Lord of the spiritual world. He goes into great details about the power and majesty of the Lord. He then explains the form of the Lord in great detail. What he is seeing in his meditation. And then he concludes his prayers by telling how the Lord loves his devotees. How the Supreme Personality of Godhead, simply by expanding a single one of his eyebrows, he invokes invincible time to destroy an entire universe. But time will never approach a devotee who has taken shelter of the Lord. Lord Shiva says, even by chance, if one gains a moment's association with a devotee who has taken shelter of the Lord, then that person can be forever free from any inclination toward karma, fruit of activities, toward jnana, even liberation. One cares nothing for any of the benedictions, even of the devas or the demigods. And then Lord Shiva, with great humility, he says, I am begging for the association of those devotees who have taken shelter of the Lord Vishnu. He tells the real benediction of all benedictions that the Lord gives is the association of his dear devotees. Therefore, Shiva tells the Prajaitas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is in everyone's heart, and he is in your heart. You should always chant his glories and meditate upon him constantly. This is the ultimate perfection and the way to achieve it. This is a summary of the substance of the prayers of Lord Shiva that is being glorified by the Lord himself. But Srila Prabhupada is explaining that there's no difference between hearing Bhagavad Gita directly from Krishna or hearing Lord Shiva's prayers directly from Shiva. It's hearing that or reading that in the Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita as it is. If the source is pure coming down from Parampara, and if we follow in the footsteps of Arjuna, follow in the footsteps of the Prajaitas. Mahajano yena kadasa bandha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that one cannot understand the truth of the essence of religious principles by all sorts of argumentations and discussions. Even by extensive study of the Vedas or any other means, except to follow in the footsteps on the progressive path of the great souls. Because Lord Chaitanya explained that Krishna is hidden in the hearts of those who have taken shelter of him. And only through them does Krishna reveal himself. It's interesting the time, place, and circumstance in which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cited this illustrious verse from Mahabharata. It was when he went to Mathura. After taking his bath in the Jamuna River at the Vishram Ghat, he went to the Adikesha. Krishna's original birthplace, Mathura. And when he saw the deity, he began to chant and dance. At that time, a very simple Brahmin, a son of Diya Brahmin, he came and fell at Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. And Lord Chaitanya was so pleased with him. He blessed him. And the Brahmin danced. This new-coming Brahman and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were dancing and dancing and dancing together for a long time. And finally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took this very old Brahman aside and started to ask him questions. He said, "Where did you get this love for Krishna?" The Brahman said, "Long ago, Sripad Madhavendra Puri. When he was doing his pilgrimage around to the holy places, he came to Mathura and I met him. I invited him to my home. He initiated me. And he even accepted prasad from me." And then the Brahmin said, "By seeing," he said to Lord Chaitanya, "by seeing your ecstatic love, I believe you must have some connection with Madhavendra Puri." Lord Chaitanya said, "My Gurudev Ishvara Puri is your godbrother, a disciple of Madhavendra." Upon hearing that, the old Brahmin danced. Then he said to Balabhadra Bhattacharya, "If I will supply the ingredients, you please cook for the Lord." And Lord Chaitanya said, "No, no, I will take what you prepare." Now this was a very, very bold breakthrough
in the conventions of the time. Because the Sinodia Brahmin community were considered very low class. And traditionally, officially, sannyasis were forbidden to take any food cooked by a Sinodia Brahmin. So the Brahmin explained this to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted Bhagavad Gita, Yadhyarachanati Srestas Tatta Evasya. That what great people do, that is their standard for all others. Manavendra Puri, he took prasad at your house. Therefore, I will take prasad at your house. Not only that, because you have pleased Manavendra Puri by cooking for him, I accept you as my spiritual master. And then Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu quoted this verse, Mahājana yena gatāsa panta, that the true essence of truth is hidden in the hearts of the devotees who have genuinely taken shelter. And only by following in their footsteps can we understand. In regard to the prayers of Lord Shiva, we are advised to take inspiration and direction from the prachetas. In this verse that we spoke today, Vishva is explaining how he is very pleased by them and by their friendly relationships with one another. What does it mean to be a friend? Krishna tells in Gita, Samoham Sarvabhuteshu, that I am not envious of anyone. I am the well-wisher of everyone. I am the friend of everyone. So from the Vaishnavacharya's perspective, Krishna's direction, these are the qualities of a friend. There is no envy. And there is a genuine spirit of being the well-wisher. This is very prominent in Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu's lila with his devotees. The greatest pleasure of all Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu's devotees was to see someone, another devotee, or anyone, being blessed, being purified, being empowered. That is the greatest joy. It is said that simply by appreciating someone getting Krishna's grace, we get the grace. In fact, we may even get more of the grace of Krishna by appreciating somebody who's getting Krishna's grace than the person who's getting it. Why? Because we get Krishna's grace by pleasing Krishna. This is the quality that is being emphasized. In our Vaishnava literatures, there's a great emphasis in warning us against finding faults with others. When Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu was here in the Navadvīpa area at Kuliya, one Brahmin approached him and said that with this mouth I have blasphemed your devotees many times. I was thinking, who could actually be a real devotee? Vaishnava. What are they chanting? All superficial, artificial. He said, now I understand how wrong I was, and I'm repentant. What can I do to counteract these offenses? Lord Chaitanya spoke something that we all have to take extremely serious. He said, finding fault with the devotee with your mouth is like drinking the most deadly poison. What does that poison do? It kills our true propensity for the loving service of Sri Sri Radha Mahārāja. And like Ramchandra Puri, that becomes our satisfaction, finding faults with others. And the mind can justify every reason why we're right. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives a reason that eclipses all of our reasons. He says, because it's drinking poison. The way to counteract that poison, twofold. One is stop drinking it. And two is drink nectar. And what is the nectar? The glorification, the appreciation of the devotees, and the chanting of the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
When our beloved Srila Prabhupada came to the West, traveled around the world, even came back to India. So many faults he was seeing in all of us. Countless. But he was focusing his attention on that little spark of the potential within us. If someone just liked prasad, if someone just came to the kirtan, if someone just gave him a flower, whatever else they were doing, he just appreciated and fanned that spark. And ultimately, by fanning that spark, it created blazing fires that actually burned away all the anartas and faults in so many people's hearts. Last year, I was at a very unusual conference. It cost $5,000 to get in. But they asked me to speak there, so I got in. And there were 5,000 people there. It was a 3-day conference, 4-day conference. And biggest leaders of business, education, politics, entertainment from the entire world were here at the seminars. So I went to one besides the talks I was giving on leadership. There was thousands of people there. And assembled on the dais were some of the most powerful, wealthy people on the planet. And it was interesting. They were explaining leadership from the perspective of service. Real leadership is to serve the people you're leading. And they had this graph. It was a graph that years and years of study, universities, organizations, and they found that if you don't pay, this is not devoting society. This is the secular world society. But you may find a connection. If you don't pay a person enough so that they feel secure in life, you will get a small percentage of their creative abilities. Because they're always worried about, you know, what the future is going to bring, and we're always looking for other alternatives. If you give them enough, whatever that is, so that they actually feel stable, secure, and more or less satisfied,
it doesn't matter how much more you give them, their productive creativity will not go up. If you give them $1 million more, if you give them $10 million more, you don't get anything more than what they actually need. But the graph explained, the study, if they feel valued, if they feel appreciated for what they do, then beyond that point, their creative enthusiasm and productivity just soars up, according to the appreciation that they're given. It's human nature. Even in the world out there, it's not just about money. The heart needs to feel loved and appreciated. And according to this conference, the biggest leaders in the world, they were saying, this is real leadership. To empower the people who are working with you by giving value and appreciation to their sincerity and their efforts. As His Grace Vaishesh Shivananda was explaining in this beautiful class. But this is Kali Yuga. The tendency in the climate is quarrel and hypocrisy. It's like here in Mayapur during the monsoon season. It's not that people go around saying, why is it raining? People are just trying to deal with the rain because they know it's going to come. You fix your roof and you do whatever else you do to prepare. It's not just a mental thing. Why is it raining? Why is Krishna making it rain? Why are those clouds so rascal? We know it's going to rain, so we prepare ourselves. So quarrel, hypocrisy, lack of religion, weakness of heart in people, the real spiritual principles, this is the season for all that. We have to prepare ourselves. And Sankirtan means together. Our hearts, our voices, our lives are united in the glorification of Krishna through chanting His holy names. The higher principle of what pleases the Lord is what we have to focus on. That alone can protect us from the influence of others. Prabhupada often writes that the commentary of Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur for a particular verse from the Gita. That those who are on this path are resolute in purpose and their aim is good. And in the commentary it says this means one should make the order of the Guru one's life and soul. In fact, in a purport, Srila Prabhupada explains, a serious disciple should not concern himself or herself with going back to Godhead. But our first business is to execute the order of the spiritual master. And here we find that cooperation, that developing friendly relationships. Vrinada Pizzalichena, the Lordly Vasation, Amani Namana, they give it to the Asadari. To be humble like a blade of grass, tolerant like a tree, eager to offer all respect to others and not expect for oneself. That beautiful verse is the key to actual developing real friendships.
on the basis of the higher principle of pleasing Prabhupada and pleasing Krishna. And that's where our strength will come from. I was recently with Vaisheshika Prabhu and we walked through a redwood forest. And we learned a beautiful lesson from a forest ranger. In this forest in Northern California, the largest, tallest trees on planet Earth, they're growing so high and so wide, but their roots do not go deep. How do they keep growing? Even in the face of massive earthquakes, some of them are 1,000, 2,000 years old. There have been earthquakes, massive storms, the soil is loose, it's mountainous, because the roots grow outward. The roots reach out to connect with the roots of other trees. And when they do, they entwine with each other. So all the roots make permanent locks between them by winding around each other. The little trees have all the strength of all the big trees and all the big trees, and every tree in the forest is directly or indirectly connected with each other at their roots. That gives them the strength to withstand any type of earthquake or storm. For devotees, what is a root? The root of our life is the affection of our heart. When we actually care about each other, when we're actually there for each other, it gives us tremendous strength. And this is the type of association that Lord Shiva is talking about. When he's saying, I'm begging for the association of those people who become purified by worshiping the Lord and who are merciful and compassionate to all the conditioned souls with all their faults. The Prajetas, they left their homes on the order of their father. They went underwater after Lord Shiva's instruction, and the 10 of them lived together for 10,000 years. Can you imagine? To live with people for 10,000 years. You really have to have a higher principle to not be fighting and not say, you know, I'm out of here. I'm going to another lake. You stay here, I'm going, I have to have my own lake. That's the example in which these truths are made to us. Because that's what pleases the Lord. Lord Chaitanya explained this verse in context with Madhavendra Puri. Very briefly, when he was in his last days, Ishwar Puri pleased him by his humble menial service. Ishwar Puri was a great scholar. He was a very high-born Brahmin. He was an incredible renunciate. But actually, there's many of those kinds of people in those days. But he wanted to please his guru so much that he was at his bedside for months at a time, massaging him, cleaning his urine and cleaning his stool with his own bare hands, and to please his guru, constantly singing Krishna's names and glories. Madhavendra Puri was so pleased. With that humility, with that desire to please him, that he said, my child, may Krishna give you ecstatic love. And on the basis of that benediction, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became the disciple of Ishwarapuri. His first meeting with Ishwarapuri was in Navadvipa. And Lord Chaitanya set the standard. This is our parampara. The same standard Ishwarapuri's relationship with Madhavendrapuri. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
he was the greatest scholar of the world.
And he would listen to Ishwarapuri speak from his Krishna Lilamrita, a book he was writing. And Ishwarapuri said, "Will you edit this book for me?" Lord Chaitanya said, "No. How can I edit this book? This is a book written by a pure devotee about Krishna. Even if there is a technical fault, it's the greatest offense to even see it as a fault." But Ishwarapuri again and again and again said, "No, it should be corrected. So please edit." So one day, Lord Chaitanya found that a particular word should be replaced with another word. Ishwarapuri was silent. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back and Ishwarapuri said, "Actually, I thought about it, and the word I used was correct, and you are wrong." This is Nimai Pandit. He was totally undefeatable. He defeated the Digvijay Pandit Keshava Kashmiri. But it's interesting. He did it in such a way that he did not insult Keshava Kashmiri. He defeated him while restoring his sense of dignity. Keshava Kashmiri actually was pleased to be defeated by Lord Chaitanya. And he said the next day, "I can understand that you must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as Goddess Saraswati showed me, because you completely defeated me without insulting me." Lord Chaitanya used this technique, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He was the most powerful Mayavadi scholar on the planet. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You are my guru. You are like my father. Please instruct me. Protect me from Maya. Teach me Vedanta." And Sarvabhauma just opened his heart totally, spoke to him. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu philosophically defeated him, but by the time he did that, Sarvabhauma's heart was completely in love with him. Prakashananda Saraswati, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat where all the other sannyasis were washing their feet. Prakashananda saw him in his beautiful effulgence. He said, "Is there something wrong? Are you sad? Why are you sitting here? Please sit with us." And he took his hand and brought him. Prakashananda Saraswati Thakur said, "He actually developed a real affection for the Lord." He said, "Why are you with all these sentimental people? Why don't you study Vedanta with us?" Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Because I'm a fool. My guru Ishwarapuri told me I'm a fool. There's no use in me studying Vedanta. I will never understand Vedanta. I should just chant the names of Krishna." And then he gave me this instruction to take the name of Krishna all over the world. Then they spoke philosophy. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu completely philosophically defeated every point of Prakashananda Saraswati with his Mayavad conceptions. But he won the words with respect and affection. Incredible. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was defeated by Ishwarapuri, then he took initiation in Gaya. And that's where he was given the order to spread the holy name of Krishna in the Sankirtan movement all over. To submit ourselves then to inquire submissively, and then to render service. That is not only something that we are supposed to do, but if we really want to help Prabhupada deliver others, it's something we have to inspire other people to do. Somehow or other, how do we get these people to actually submit themselves and acquire submissively and render service?
Srila Prabhupada, in his own life, in Kolkata, Uttapurna Junction Road, when he first met his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And as he was bowing down, we know the story, he was told to spread the name of Krishna all over the world according to Lord Chaitanya's teaching. And Lord Chaitanya, or Srila Prabhupada at the time, who was connected with Gandhi, he gave arguments.
And even 4 years later, Srila Prabhupada would tell us, and I'm very happy to tell you, I was defeated by my Guru Maharaj. He was happily defeated. And then he received that instruction and executed it with his life. And so on. To actually receive the instruction within our heart, not just on a mental level, we have to feel defeated. Arjuna was defeated before Krishna. He was emotionally defeated before Krishna actually gave him the instructions in the meantime. And when we have that spirit, Srila Prabhupada explains in his correct word, then reading his books is directly, personally associating with Srila Prabhupada. If we have this spirit, then Srila Prabhupada is personally speaking to all of us. Rupa Goswami is personally, through Prabhupada's word, speaking to us. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking to us. I'll end with one little story. One of the original devotees of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness was Hayagriva Prabhu. In 1966, he helped Srila Prabhupada begin 26 at the time. He came just after an opened to actually assist Prabhupada in every possible way he could. And this Dr. Mishra, who himself did not have the same philosophy of Prabhupada, they would argue, but they loved each other. Dr. Mishra was helping Prabhupada any way he could, and when he was sick, Prabhupada was cooking for him at his bedside, praying for him. So even though they had very opposing philosophies, which neither of them compromised, on a human Vaishnava level, Prabhupada still loved him. Dr. Mishra, in that beautiful movie by Yadubar about Prabhupada's life, he was crying practically. He said, Swamiji saved my life by cooking for me and praying for me. So they used to go to the Anand Ashram in upstate New York, where Prabhupada would do kirtans with Dr. Mishra. And one time, Hayagriva explained this. He was sleeping, because it's a very beautiful place out in the country in New York State. He was laying in the grass, looking up at the moon and the stars. He went to sleep. He had a dream. In his dream, he saw Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. And suddenly the dream
changed.
And he saw Srila Prabhupada speaking the Bhagavad Gita to him. How are you doing with her? And he woke up and he ran to Srila Prabhupada's little room and said to Prabhupada, I had this dream. And my realization was that Krishna speaking to Arjuna and you speaking to me were not different. They were identical. I was just as fortunate as Arjuna to be hearing from you as he was from Krishna.
Would you like to hear Srila Prabhupada's response?
You have understood correctly. It is absolutely non-different. If I speak Bhagavad Gita to you, it is non-different from Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. You are hearing from Krishna. That is parampara. But the parampara is not just the knowledge of this subject. The parampara is in the character, in her relation. If we have that same humility, if we have that same urgency to please Srila Prabhupada as Arjuna did Krishna, as the Prachetas did Shiva, if by our behavior, by our eagerness, if we have that desire to please Srila Prabhupada and Krishna, then yes, we will read Prabhupada's books. When we hear these classes, we are hearing directly from Srila Prabhupada. That is the blessing that is forever our most sacred property. Thank you very much. Prabhupada ki jai.